WHDD presents Susan Says.
It's rare that a conference is nearly perfection. You can always find things to complain about, particularly if you're me, but not this time. The Kent Presents Ideas Festival was superb in every way. The location, the Kent School, is amazing. Those kids are darn lucky to have a campus like that. And the food. I know this isn't usually important, but it was amazing too. The lunches and the dinners. But the hors d'oeuvres, really special. Lots of those little hot dogs that I love. Yeah, I judge that too. The speakers and panels were all good, some great. I'll discuss some of the topics, but let's start with my two favorites. So often I go to things I know about and really care about, but this time I chose a totally new topic, cities of the future, and wow. I had had lunch with one of the speakers, Sarah Moser, who's a professor at McGill University. She told me a little about her work, usually in the Far East or Middle East, and as a woman, how it is to be among all men and wearing a long dress to cover up. Anyway, she had slides of the more than 130 new cities being created out of nothing, usually on water, which gives it a fair chance of being flooded at some point. It's all commercial with government assistance. And political strategy in the rest of the world is so advanced, even if these experiments don't work, they're at it, and we're not. Dan Doktoroff, who was with the Bloomberg administration in New York, is working on a new modern city closer, inside Toronto. It's with Google, of course. They have researched every aspect, from waste to building with only wood, which is interesting. It will house 100,000 in the most diverse city in North America, and they want it to be a model for the future. We will see. Non-driver cars, that scares me. They want it to feel like a safe 21st century urban village. The other great and really my favorite panel was about a much more personal and tragic problem, wrongful conviction. In New Orleans, there seems to be a history of it. Though former mayor Mitch Landrieu was there, he's done a lot to fight it. There's a state-controlled issue through the DA's office, and then the police are under local control, thus a conflict. Anyway, it's gotten somewhat better. A lovely man named Robert Jones was arrested at the age of 19, convicted through mistaken identity, ID'd by mistake before DNA, and then railroaded both by the real perp and the government, who refused to recognize the truth or back off the falsity. Instead of becoming bitter and angry, he decided to fight by educating himself, first in law, then political science and business. He said he wanted to prepare himself for the work and the world he knew he would reenter. He became a jailhouse consultant to other prisoners. Finally, after 23 years, he was taken on by the wonderful Innocence Project. Through DNA, he was released and freed of all charges. His fiancée, whom he had known since she was 13, was there and had waited for him. They have 5 kids and grandkids. I and so many others were just crying through this one. I personally met them, felt the need to hug them. Wow, great people. The final event was wonderful, creative, meaningful. The great musician Wynton Marsalis, who's also a bit of a philosopher, played a few tunes with a great pianist and then talked about what music has to teach us in general in society, about collaboration, about solos versus collaboration, about synchronizing. He made points that we need the arts to soothe and educate, and then he played coming down from the stage right in front of us. Wow. I met some really interesting people, smart, involved, and they continue to be with this wonderful Ideas Festival, which is the point. Boy, A+. I hope to go again next year.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.